cable providers. I'm Ben Swan with your Truth in Media Moment, brought to you in part by BenSwan.com. So Comcast wants to merge with Time Warner, spending about $45 million. So whose business is it other than the shareholders of the companies? Well, actually, it's the business of the American public. See, cable companies already essentially operate as legal monopolies in their respective areas. Comcast is already the number one cable and internet service provider in the country. But they haven't exactly been a good citizen. In 2007, Comcast was caught using its effective near monopoly on internet connectivity in its service area to stifle competitors. Well, not only did the FCC do nothing but give a slap on the wrist to punish that behavior, but shortly after allow Comcast to acquire NBC Universal. Right now, the average cost of cable in America is $86. Comcast, in 2013, collected about $156 a month on average per customer. Which is why this all comes down to two words, public interest. I'll explain after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken, and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. So why is the Comcast attempt to merge with Time Warner Cable a big deal? Well, again, two words. Public interest. See, there is no public interest that is served by allowing these companies to merge. As a writer for the LA Times puts it, quote, neither Comcast nor NBC needs this merger for its survival. It won't improve cable TV or internet technology. In fact, by concentrating economic power in fewer hands, it may lead to less of all that. In order for the FCC to approve this kind of merger, now, they should only legally do so if they can determine it is in the public's interest. But tell me this, who in Washington is concerned with public interest these days? So the real number that deserves attention here, during 2013, Comcast paid $18.7 million to 30 different lobbying firms. In order to get their merger approved, Comcast doesn't need to prove that they're serving the public's interest. They just need to grease the right wheels. And it looks like they've already done that. For stories that affect your liberty, be sure to check me out online at BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
Woo, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit WhatLiesInYourDebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com has solutions. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at WhatLiesInYourDebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit WhatLiesInYourDebt.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling. To help you help yourself, So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
We can survive. And we can follow that Lindbergh admonition to band together to preserve that most priceless possession, our inheritance of European blood. I've got a lot of threads to tie together that we opened in the first hour. We're going to tie them together in our second hour. And I thanks for the patience of everybody here waiting. Tom in Brooklyn, George in Baltimore, and our special guest. I'm going to bring him on right now. Tom and George, stay tuned because you will probably want to meet Dr. Adrian Krieg, who was our guest last week. I read his bio last week, and he said he was. I overdid it. What an extraordinary career Dr. Adrian Krieg has had. We'll read his bio again in the future and embarrass you more, Dr. Krieg. We're talking about his latest book, which we began talking about last week, entitled The System. I have it in my hand here. It is a brilliant book, Dr. Krieg.
Well, I'm glad you like it. I mean, you know, I aim to please.
Well, folks, Dr. Krieg has written he sounds like he's 30 years old, but he's been around longer than that, and he has written extensively on all of the issues that concern us as patriots. He was the co-author, along with our 2012 presidential candidate, Merlin Miller, of his book, Our Vision for America, which is a great read. I invite you to go to the American Freedom Party website, which is theamericanfreedomparty.us, and get yourself a copy of Our Vision for America. Dr. Krieg is on the board of directors of the American Freedom Party. Dr. Krieg, in the first hour, I don't know if you were able to listen in on the beginning of the show, but we were talking about your fellow director, Dr. Kevin McDonald's recent essay on the turmoil in Ukraine. And let me read this to you and to Tom in Brooklyn, who just made a brilliant comment about how we have no dog in that fight. And it is a diversion to drag us into war, as all of these things have been, such as the events in Syria, for example, and the events in Iran, trying to drag America and our people, our European peoples, into wars that do only destroy us. Tom, you made brilliant comments on that. I just want to thank you before letting you go, sir. And I hope you tune into our show. We're going to be on at a new time next week, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern, Saturday night, right after the amazing Phil Turney show, which follows the equally amazing Larry Pratt show. He's the president of the Gun Owners of America. Phil Turney is a USS Liberty crew member, survivor. I'm sure you're very tuned into that event. Tom in Brooklyn. Thank you so much for calling. Can I say goodbye to you, sir?
Close with one statement here, and yeah. To your guest, sorry to hog your time, but this is America. Try to remember that we are Americans and we live in America. Our ancestors may have come from Germany or England or Ireland, but this is our country. This is where we live. Everything that happens to someone somewhere else, well, it's a problem with humanity, and it's their problem. My problem is the idiot kicking down my door. My problem is the idiot raping my daughter. My problem is what is real and what affects me directly. I have no dog in their war. I don't care about them, and nobody in this country should. That's all.
Well, Tom, you sound like you, boy, George Washington would have done well at consulting with you on his farewell address and admonishing Americans to stay out.
I have been a consultant to presidents and princes, and I am telling you something. This is beyond the scripted reality that you were shown 25 years ago. All right? Your reality is scripted. This is all about the bottom line, and the bottom line here is the Agenda 21, the Rio Summit on human sustainability, okay? All of the violence and nonsense and poison and everything will stop when we lose two-thirds of the population. That is the agenda.
Well, Tom, thank you. I look forward to future calls from you, and please tune in at our new hour next Saturday, 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern. Dr. Krieg, you know, George in Baltimore, have you ever talked yet to Dr. Krieg?
I was in and out. Can you ask me that again, please?
Yeah, have you had a chance to talk to Dr. Krieg on the air?
I have not. I would like to.
Well, but, you know, Adrian, George is one of the most avid listeners to this show and a tremendous supporter of the show and a supporter of yours, Dr. Krieg, and of all of the work of the American Freedom Party. I think it's really a privilege here. I'm happy that both of you are here at the same time. I'd just like to take this opportunity to, George, meet Dr. Krieg. Dr. Krieg, meet George.
Hello, George. How are you?
Hello, Dr. Krieg. Well, I'll kick it off. I read your book on money. I read Our Political Systems. I read The Mandarins. I'm holding a copy of The System in my hand. They're all excellent. Can't wait to dig into this one, too.
Well, thank you very much. You're a great supporter. Let me kick this off with a little...
And Dr. Krieg, can I just ask George? George, I don't know, you know, if I'm messing up your Sunday evening. Could you hang on with Dr. Krieg?
I'd be delighted to hang on. James,
okay.
Push
okay,
on.
Okay, We've got George to hang in with us. Dr. Krieg, please continue.
Yeah, as I watched the closing of the 2014 Winter Olympics, something became really clear to me. We appear to be in decline, and Russia's star seems to be rising. And I think it's a question of leadership. Let me put it in very crass terms. While Putin was a teenager, he was playing chess and winning the games. And while Obama was a teenager, he was smoking pot and getting high. And I think that's the difference between us and them.
Well, that's very incisive. You know, I was talking with your fellow director, Dr. Tom Sunek, Dr. Krieg, yesterday, and he was very clear. I was having a conversation with Tom and the chairman of the American Freedom Party, William Daniel Johnson, and Tom was saying that this is another case of European sort of fratricidal nationalisms. That are really, you know, he has seen throughout his life in the former Yugoslavia, where Croats and Slovenes and Serbs and a multitude of people, Macedonians, have been fighting each other and tearing each other apart and missing the point, Lindbergh's point, that we have to band together.
I think you really hit the nail right on the head, James. I see this here in America, I think probably more than in Europe. There are so many people who essentially pursue the same end goal, but who won't band together.
Well, hold that thought, Dr. Krieg. We'll be right back with Dr. Adrian Krieg, author and board member of the American Freedom Party.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Something happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there.
Thanks for tuning in. You are listening to the American Freedom Party Report. We're live, as we are every weekend. The show today is the last of our Sunday shows. We are moving the show to a new Saturday time slot. Let me just do that housekeeping and let you all know. So we'll be back together. We'll band together again next weekend, but on Saturday from 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Time. And tune in early so you can catch the two shows before ours. Phil Turney, who was on the It's hard to believe that such a person has a radio show today. He was on board the USS Liberty on June 8th, my birthday, 1967, when the torpedoes went through the ship, and the torpedo went through the ship, and rockets, bombs, napalm, a helicopter with a death squad on it that fortunately didn't land on the deck. Their job was to kill everybody, including Phil Turney. He's only here because that helicopter was chased off, actually, by Russian influence. I believe the story was that there was a Russian submarine in the area. The Israelis became aware of it, and it spooked them. And there was also unbeknownst to the Israelis, there was a very high-altitude U.S. spy plane in the vicinity, and jets had been scrambled off of two U.S. aircraft carriers headed for the beleaguered USS Liberty. But Phil Turney would be dead if that helicopter had landed on the deck. That was a death squad. And then right before the Phil Turney show at 4 p.m. Eastern, the Larry Pratt show. Larry Pratt is the president of Gun Owners of America, the best gun rights organization in the world, the one everybody ought to belong to. Dr. Krieg, you were talking with George in Baltimore, who has read so much of your work and is listening to us now. Please continue with the thought that you were entertaining.
Well, I just, you know, it just strikes me that I don't know if any of you know Dr. Jones, Michael Jones. He is the editor of a magazine called Culture Wars. And he has written, I think, 15 or 20 books, about the same number as me, I think. He's a very brilliant man. And he looks at what's happening in that part of the world as a new paradigm, a change in the way the relationships between America and Europe and Russia is taking place. And I think he's right. I think that the Russians are beginning to be more and more assertive. The Russians have in Putin a very good leader. He is someone that people look up to. That's certainly not the case in America. Europe doesn't appear to me to have any strong leaders. Margaret Thatcher is gone. The only people who seem to be making progress are the in the EU would be the British United Kingdom Independence Party and, of course, the Swiss People's Party in Switzerland. I mean, they're the only two political blocs that seem to have a leader. In the Swiss Party, it's Blocher, and in England, it's, what the heck is his name?
Nigel Farage.
That's right, Nigel Farage. Even in France, the party led is not that strong, you know. But there's nobody that you could point to. There's no Churchill, there's no Mussolini, there's no Hitler, there's no Stalin, there's no strong person who has sufficient national or international support to get things done. And I have to say that's very different in Russia. There is definitely a strong person who is leading Russia, and I don't care if you like him or not, or if you're pro his positions or opposed to them. You can't dismiss his leadership as being not excellent for Russia. I mean,
well, let me, Dr. Krieg, let me jump to the end of Dr. McDonald's article on Ukraine and the fighting in Ukraine and the turmoil. And here's what he says. I know you're going to concur. I know George in Baltimore is going to concur, and so is Tom in Brooklyn. Here's what Dr. McDonald concludes. He says, the better solution would be to break up states. Well, no, let me go a little earlier. What is clear is that Ukraine is another example of age-old competing European nationalisms, for the time being forced to coexist side by side in a multicultural, multi-ethnic state. The EU's solution to all of this is to obliterate all borders, at least within Europe, a solution that is diametrically opposed to what nationalists of all stripes want. Ever on the lookout for white people with strong ethnic or racial identities, Richard Cohen of the Washington Post wants the U.S. to use its power to oppose all these rising European nationalisms, Catalonia, Scotland, Belgium, the Northern League in Italy, etc. He has no problem with Israeli and non-European nationalisms, however. The worst part is that the EU combines its freedom of movement within Europe policy with massive non-European immigration, resulting in the same sorts of tensions within European societies that competing nationalisms engender, ethnic and religious strife. And he writes, indeed, the EU solution to the nationalism problem is the worst of all possible worlds, resulting not only in high levels of tension and strife that we already see within European societies, but in the long run, in the obliteration of all traditional European national cultures. This is because EU policy favors highly fertile and aggressive, unassimilable religious and ethnic groups that will eventually make native Europeans a relatively powerless minority in areas they have controlled for thousands of years. And then here's his conclusion concerning the specifics of the Ukrainian situation. It is a better solution would be to break up states like Ukraine with large ethnic divisions into ethnically homogeneous societies, but to also develop a consensus that the territorial wars fueled by nationalism should be a thing of the European past. Europeans must find unity in the face of the massive invasions of non-Europeans that have occurred throughout the West. That may be a tall order, but the way of the EU with its present policies is suicide for all European peoples.
Well, you can't disagree with that, and furthermore, you can't disagree with that there are decided similarities here in America. While the Europeans are being invaded from North Africa, in large part by Muslims, we're being invaded in large part by Mestizos and Central Americans. What's the difference?
Yes, exactly. We're both facing the same predicament. Hang on, please, Dr. Krieg. Hang on, George. We'll be back with more in a moment, folks.
For thousands of years, silver has been used as both a medicine and a preservative. But not all silver is equal. Supernatural Silver is an amazing new technology that has been clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. Supernatural Silver resonates at the same frequency as germicidal light used in labs to kill bacteria and viruses. Supernatural Silver is a broad-spectrum microbial that creates no resistance and does not harm beneficial bacteria, making it ideal for daily use. It can be used internally as well as topically and is highly effective against bacterias, viruses, molds, and yeast. Supernatural Silver liquid and gel are perfect for on-the-go or emergency preparedness and can provide protection at home, school, or work. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and remember the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200. The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
You're tuned into the American Freedom Party Report. Ronald Abbas, our special guest, Dr. Adrian Krieg, a board member of the American Freedom Party, an author who's written extensively on all of our patriot issues, the author of Our Vision for America, the book that we put out with the campaign of Merlin Miller in 2012 with the American Freedom Party. And his latest book is entitled The System. Our caller on hold, the very patient George, has got a copy in front of him, as do I. And George has been reading Dr. Krieg's work right along. Let me ask our audience something that I haven't yet asked in the show, and that is to join the American Freedom Party. Our website is theamericanfreedomparty.us. We are about to commence a U.S. speaking tour by board member Dr. Tom Sunick. We'd like you to have a chance to hear Dr. Sunick. I'll give you a phone number. This is my phone number. You can call with any questions you have about anything we talk about on the show. That is 701 here in North Dakota, 701-317-5317. And you can read up on the American Freedom Party at our website, theamericanfreedomparty.us. It's only $25 to be a member for a year of the American Freedom Party, and we espouse all of the things you do exactly as you do. The party was created by folks like Dr. Krieg, we tried to put together a platform in which all of the things that you hear on Patriot Radio comprise the platform. And you don't have to settle for scraps from the table as you do with the Republican or Democrat platforms, which leave you with nothing. And Dr. Krieg, take us back into your new book, The System, which we started talking about last week. And then I'd like to, as you go through this, I'd like to George to shoot a question to you. But go ahead, Dr. Krieg.
Well, I'm going to go to page 103, the chapter on energy policy. And my statement is, we have no workable energy policy in America. Energy policy is based on environmental voodoo, not on science. And this has been a very strong issue for me for many years. I might digress and tell the listeners how I came into the book writing business. It was some years ago in the 90s, and I was approached by one of the large, oh, I don't know how to call it, membership associations, technical membership associations, to do a study on the environmental movement. And I did that, and I was blown away. I just couldn't believe it. I'd been used to running a corporation or various corporations, manufacturing, import, export, you know, distribution, whatever, for 40 years. And when I looked at the breakdown of expenditures and how these environmental organizations are run and managed, I was just flabbergasted. I mean, 4% of their entire income went to the topic that they were saying was so important, to the environment. 90% went into payroll for their employees, and the rest went into, various sundry benefits, helicopters, limos, what have you. I just couldn't believe it. And I said, well, if that's like that, I wonder what the political structure is like. And I started to, after I had finished that, I started to do research into certain senators. I remember Senator Javits from New York. He'd been a senator forever. I don't know. Who knows how long? I mean, 30 years or something. And the guy had amassed an estate of $25 million. I mean, he'd just been a senator. So he makes a good income. Started off at about $70,000, and when he was finished, it was about $140,000 a year. But you don't develop a $25 million estate out of that. Obviously, good old Mr. Javits was picking up a few bucks on the side.
Yeah.
And when you look at this nationally and internationally, when you look at people in the political sphere, this is the biggest money-making racket in the world. The amounts of money that these people make based on their name. There are two types of people today that make money selling books. Only two types. Politicians and people who work for networks. O'Reilly has had three top-selling books in the New York Times poll. The New York Times wouldn't even read The System. I couldn't even get them to look at The System. If I send them a copy of The System, they won't even open a book. They'll just throw it in a garbage can. Why do they read Riley's book? Why do they rate Riley's book? Why do they say Riley is a wonderful author? Who, by the way, didn't write any of the books. He has a very conveniently a co-author, who's the guy who actually wrote the book? You know, the same thing goes for Hillary Clinton. The same thing goes for all of them. And they make a great deal of money doing this. And you know, this is something that is very, very wrong in our system. I recently had an interesting conversation with the advertising manager of a very large newspaper, very big newspaper. And he told me, on no uncertain terms, that his newspaper would never review my book unless I paid them to review my book. Just imagine that. We're not doing things based on merit anymore. We're doing things in the media based on how much money you pay them.
Well, you know, you last week you mentioned Eric Hoffer, the San Francisco longshoreman philosopher.
Right.
And an observation he made about propaganda. And Hoffer, by the way, Eric Hoffer died in 83, 3 years before Jacob Javits died in 86. And he did serve about 30 years in the Senate. You got that right. But what was that quote? I was trying to remember what you quoted from Eric Hoffer about.
I don't remember. I really, really like his books. He's a brilliant guy.
It was something to the effect that propaganda is not propaganda is designed to get you to is designed to get you to believe something you want to believe. It's designed to get you to.
Propaganda does not deceive people. It simply allows them to deceive themselves.
That's it. Exactly. Yeah. And that's how the system is. We have all these people, tens of millions of good people out there, who are deceiving themselves into thinking that they have a vote, that they have a choice, that they have freedom, that they have a Bill of Rights. Instead, they have what you call the system.
Yeah, well, it is astounding. I talk to people all the time, and the first comment somebody will make to me is to say, "What are you talking about? We live in a democracy." And I look at them straight in the eye, and I say, "This is not a democracy. This has never been a democracy. It was a constitutional republic. That's quite different. As a matter of fact, there is not a single democracy in world history that survived more than 30 years. Not one. A democracy is mob rule. We don't have mob rule. We have rule by law."
Yeah, this Hoffer observation that we have people out there deceiving themselves. This is what, you know, toilers in the vineyard like yourself, Dr. Krieg, have been laboring with your books to get good Americans to wake up to the fact that their country is being destroyed, the future of their children is being destroyed, and to stop deceiving themselves that they live in a free country.
Exactly.
Well, we've got another break. We'll have more of Dr. Krieg right after these words, folks.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
This is Dr. Robert Rowing here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cow mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Woo. Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Welcome back, folks. We've got Dr. Adrian Krieg on the line with us. I'm holding in my hand his latest book, The System. Boy, Dr. Krieg, I've neglected to mention to folks how they can get a copy of The System, but please tell them.
Well, you can go to A to C, the number 2, A, the letter A, the number 2, Z like Zulu, A to Z, publications.com. You can get it there. You can order it by calling the Book Clearing House at 1-800-431-1579, or you can, well, I guess that's the best two ways to do it.
Okay, and, folks, that's...
Either way, any credit card.
And that's A, and then the number 2, Z, publications.org.
.com.
I got it wrong last week. I got it wrong.
Well, I got it registered as org, too. It probably worked. I don't know.
Okay, you probably got to redirect to com.
Right.
And the A to Z publications.com. And I've got a copy of The System. George on the phone has a copy of The System. George, you've been holding forever. You, sir, are a patient man. Do you have another question for Dr. Krieg?
Well, if I can, I was going to ask Dr. Krieg. How nationalists on this side can connect with the Putins of the world, who are really one of us and are really the leaders of the white world.
Well, you know, I think one of the things that strikes me as very interesting is that Putin has done something in Russia that is very Russian. It may not be applicable here, but it's very interesting. Putin has very strongly associated with the Russian Orthodox Church. I don't know if that would be a way to go in America, because America is so religiously fractured. However, I will say that I believe, and I'm not certain about this, but it's my feeling, that the Tea Party, for instance, the majority of Tea Party members are believing Christians. And I think there may be something in an association between true nationalists and various Christian churches and sects. I mean, the conservative movement today on the ethical side is certainly led by religious scholars like Dr. Jones. So I think there seems to be, to me, some degree of possibility there. Our real problem is that there are many, many organizations, the League of the South, for instance, who are essentially playing on our side of the equation, and but they will not affiliate it. They won't go along with us because they see it as an incursion into their personal power over their memberships. And it's very sad when organizations refuse to cooperate with others that really believe the same thing and have the same general ideas just for personal reasons of the leadership of those organizations. And I see that as our biggest problem here in America. Not so much in Europe. The Swiss People Party has now between 35 and 37% of the population on their side. The English Independent and the French Independent parties, the Belgians, the Dutch, are fairly uniform. It's in America that the whole system is so badly fractured.
Well, you know, Dr. Krieg, you as one of the founders of the American Freedom Party and an original board of directors member, you are well aware that we have been remiss in America over the last several decades in not putting forward a political party fully espousing the entire Patriot program. And so we're playing catch up with our European cousins. They've parties like the BNP in Britain and the Front National in France and Jobbik in Hungary have been working for decades, and they are reaping the benefits of that. Now we're reaping the benefit of their pioneering work. We're following their lead. But yes, if folks could realize that in joining a political party, what we're doing is bringing together the efforts of all of their advocacy groups, of their newspapers and their publications, their websites, their radio shows, their videos. We're bringing it all together with that additional, very effective action tool, which is politics, which can reach people in different ways. And we're in the American Freedom Party. We want to be a broad umbrella of patriots. We want to appeal to the Ron Paul revolution, to the Tea Party movement, to the salt of the earth middle Americans who are going to save our people or fail to save our people.
One thing is very obvious, James and Steve both. If we do not organize, if we do not come together in a fairly rapid manner, it's going to be over for this country. I mean, you know, another 15 years and the white race will be a minority in North America.
I'll give this one hopeful thought, though, Adrian, and I think we always have to maintain hope to our dying breath. We've got to have hope. no matter what happens, folks, the heritage that we all are part of, the what Charles Lindbergh called the inheritance, you know, it's something that was given to us. We didn't earn it. It was given to us by our parents and their parents' parents and their parents. The inheritance we were given is so magnificent. The things built into us that we have inherited are so extraordinary. They'll never disappear from the face of the earth. We will always be, we will always be there. The question is, how far will we have to retreat? How much will we have to give up? And so I think the imperative is not that we will be wiped out. I don't think that will happen. But the imperative is that, you know, will we become a very small minority? Right now we're well less than 10% of the Earth's population. I think actually way less than 10% of the Earth's population, and headed for even lower numbers. But there are hundreds of millions of us among our people, and we're very strong here in America and in Europe, in Russia, which is the
James, it is to me frightening when I turn on the television and I see the media pushing this multicultural crap down our throats relentlessly on every venue, in movies, in entertainment, in news, everything. Anybody who doesn't go along with this ridiculous game is called a racist, or, you know, all the typical liberal left who has no leg to stand on because their positions are untenable. All they do is call people names. That's their retort.
Yeah, and of course we've got to break through. We've got to break through that propaganda that Eric Hoffer identified in his writings.
Absolutely.
I think one of his titles back in 1951 was "The True Believer."
Yes.
And we've got to get folks to, one of the things folks out there in the audience, that we've got to get our friends, neighbors, and relatives to break through is their fear of political incorrectness. And political correctness has become a sort of strangulation on free speech.
Now, James, stop calling it political correctness. Call it by its original name, cultural Marxism.
Yes, and you know what? I've lost track of time here, Dr. Krieg. We are so honored to have had you on our show. Folks, tune in at our new time next week, 6 to 8 p.m. Saturday, and we'll see you there on the American Freedom Party Report.
Financial